我们继续来查考我们早上所查考的题目。
Let us continue to study the topic that we studied this morning.
我们请来看米迦书六章八节。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
米迦书六章八节。
Book of Micah chapter 6, verse 8. 请。Verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?
我们一生最重要的关系就是跟神的关系。
The most important relationship in our life is our relationship with God.
这是根本。
This is our basis.
圣经说一神他就是众人的父。
The Bible says that the Father of all, He is our Father.
他是我们的来源。
He is the source of our lives.
所以敬拜神是我们的本能。
Therefore, worshiping God is our own ability.
是不会被消灭的。
It will not be extinguished.
1995年我们教会传到莫斯科。
In 1995, our church went to preach to Moscow.
我们知道1917年苏维埃 USSR 成立。
We know that in 1917, the USSR was established.
那1991年这个 USSR 解体。
In 1991, the USSR was dismantled.
在这个几十年当中他们一直想要消灭宗教。
Within these few years, they wanted to extinguish all religions.
在西伯利亚有一个专门一个放逐基督徒的地方。
In Siberia, there was a place where the Christians were let go to a particular place.
关了很多很热心的基督徒，还有教会的领导者。
In the concentration camp, it was closing up on all the fervent Christians and preachers.
但是基督徒没有减少。
However, Christians have never been lesser or fewer.
1991年刚开门打开的时候，最好做的生意是传福音。
In 1991, the best business to do was to preach the gospel when the gate was opened.
每个教派都进去了。
Every Christian denomination went in to do it.
你发传单，没有一个人把传单丢掉了。
For everyone who distributes flyers, nobody has ever thrown those flyers away.
人真的是渴慕神。
Everyone were thirsting after God.
就好像小孩子渴慕见到自己的父亲。
It is as if a son is longing after seeing his own father.
已经流散了一生啊，做浪子。
He has been a son that is away for a long, long time.
那找到天父就觉得非常的幸福。
And the day that he met his own heavenly father, that is such a beautiful day.
所以很多人得圣灵，第一个感觉就好像我好像浪子找到父亲。
So for anyone who has received the Holy Spirit, the feeling is just like I'm a prodigal son for a long time.
觉得非常感动，非常幸福。
I feel that I'm very touched and I'm very happy.
那真的从那一天开始我们人生不一样。
It's true that since that day on, our life has been changed.
因为我们要来享受天父的爱。
Because we are here to enjoy the love of our Heavenly Father.
这个是根本。
This is the basic thing.
我们的天父是富足的。
Our Heavenly Father is rich.
他什么恩典都有。
He is full of all grace.
这个关系如果好，一生都没有忧虑。
If we have established well,this relationship, then we shall have no other worries in our lives.
这个关系如果好，其他的关系全部都好。
Once we establish this relationship very well, we can have all relationships well.
所以我们一生虽然世界很多理想，我们在属灵上也要有一个理想。
Even though we have our own ideals in life, we should have one ideal in our spirituality.
什么理想？
What kind of ideal?
我要跟我天上的父亲有很好的关系。
I would like to have a good relationship with my heavenly Father above.
这个是最重要一个理想。
This is the most important idea.
这个理想带给我们今生的恩典，来世的永生。
This ideal will bring upon us the happiness in this lifetime and eternity in the coming life.
那我们怎么跟神来建立好的关系呢？
Then how are we going to establish this good relationship with God?
人跟神是不对等的。
Men are not equal with God.
圣经说神大到你没有办法了解。
The Bible describes God to be so huge that we cannot contain him.
那人小到像微尘。
But men are so little and tiny like dust.
我们有没有看到微尘？
Do you see the dust?
没有。
No.
有没有微尘？
Is there dust though?
有。
Yes.
太小你看不见。
It's too minute that your eyes cannot see.
那这么微小的人怎么要跟神建立好的关系呢？
So for such a minute human being, how can this person establish a relationship with God?
我们就是靠神的帮助，把神要我们做的把它做好就对了。
We can only rely on the help of God and accomplish all the things that God wants us to do.
所以第六章第八节讲神要我们做三件事情。
Therefore, in the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, it here describes that God requires us to do three things.
第一个，对自己要求要公义。
The first one is to require ourselves to do justly.
第二个，对别人要有怜悯的心。
Secondly, to love mercy and be merciful to others.
如果这个两个倒过来，问题就一大堆了。
Once we turn this around, then we have a lot of problems.
对别人很公义。
If we are so just to other people.
这个尺度都要量别人。
Our ruler is there out there to measure others.
那我们变成愤世嫉俗啊。
Then,
就觉得这个没有办法跟世界相融在做相融。
We cannot assimilate into the everybody in the world.
那对自己怜悯。
When we want to have mercy on ourselves,
我们就不会进步啊。
Then we cannot progress.
所以要把它倒过来。
So we need to turn this over.
对自己要求要公义。
We need to require ourselves to do justly.
简单一句话，就是做神认为对的事情。
Simply put, is to do things that are right in the eyes of God.
那就要认识神。
Which means we need to know God.
而且靠神帮助。
Rely on His help.
做神认为对的事。
And do things that are right in His sight.
那第二个就是好怜悯。
Secondly, is to love mercy.
好怜悯就是我们对周围人的关系的态度。
To love mercy is our attitude toward the people around us.
我们想想看，如果一个家庭把爱拿掉，家庭变什么？
Let us think, if we take the word love out of a family, what will the family become?
把爱拿掉，现在的家庭变五星级的饭店。
When we take out the word love out of a family, the family becomes a five-star hotel.
现在家庭真的是很好，感谢神。
We thank God that we see many good families.
那没有爱就是饭店。
Without love, it becomes like a hotel.
这样。教会如果把爱拿掉，教会是什么？
If we take love out of the church, then what will the church become?
教会可能是一个社团。
Then the church will become a socializing organization.
这个就不是一个家了，不是神的家。
This shall not become the household of God.
那社会如果把爱拿掉，社会像什么？
If we take the word love out of the society, then what will the society become?
这个社会就像达尔文讲，物竞天择，适者生存，不适者被淘汰。
So the whole society will fulfill the theory of Darwinism, which is the strongest will win. Survival is for the fittest.
弱肉强食。
So the weak will perish.
就是这样，非常现实。
It is such a reality.
但是如果把爱再拿回来。
But if we come back with the word love.
我们就发现这个社会也是很温暖的。
Then we can send some warmth in the society.
所以我们基督徒的责任是什么？
So what are the responsibilities of a Christian?
就是要把基督的爱行在我们周围的人当中。
Which is to bring about the love of Christ and execute it among the people around us.
以爱心相待。
To bring love and act out of love to others.
那如果把爱再放回家庭里面。
If we put love back into a family.
有时候家庭虽然像地狱会变现天国。
Sometimes even though the family is just like hell, it will become like a heaven.
为什么？因为有爱。
Why? Because there is love in it.
但是我们不要对爱的了解很浅，就是说，爱就是给他钱，就是我有爱他。
But let us not define the word love so easily as to give money.
爱是什么？
What is the meaning of love?
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13 says.
如果我们念一念呢，家庭有爱就是天国。
If we have seen the word love and here in this Bible, then if there's love in the family, it is like heaven.
我们看哥林多前书十三章。
Let us turn to First Corinthians chapter 13.
那这个不是钱买得到的。
This love cannot be bought with money.
第四节。
Verse 4.
爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love suffers long and is kind.
丈夫及太太之间呢，能够对对方的缺点恒久忍耐。
Between husband and wife, we can mutually forbear the weaknesses of each other.
不断为他代祷，而且对他很好，恩慈。
Not only to continually pray for the other half, but also to be kind to him or her.
我们家这个夫妻就非常圆满了。
Then we will have a wonderful marriage.
那小孩子在成长过程中是有不完全的地方。
And in the process of growth for the children, there are imperfections.
啊，对父母来讲，能够恒久忍耐，知道他需要时间来增长。
For the parents, we need to understand, we need to suffer long and understand that the children need time to progress.
又有恩慈。
And we shall be kind.
真的关心他。
We really are caring for them.
这两代怎么会有代沟呢？
How can there be a communication gap between the two generations?
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
父母看到孩子比自己好，都不会嫉妒。
As parents, when we see our kids are better than us, we will not envy them.
Yeah, 因为这有爱。
Because there is love in it.
所以爱是嫉妒，好像火在烧啊。
Because envy will burn in you like a fire.
会造成人跟人的对立。
It will cause dissension and enmity between men.
那如果有爱，没有嫉妒，很多问题就解决了。
But if we have love and no envy, then we will solve a lot of problems.
下面爱是不自夸。
And then love does not parade itself.
英文叫 parade himself, 就是我们的优点不要到处去宣扬。
Which means that we do not parade our strong points.
因为我们一旦夸自己的成就优点，其实就是在压低其他的人。
Because the moment we boast about our wellness, then we are putting down many others.
就是表示你是次等的，你是次啊，你是次一级的。
Which means we're calling others secondary. You are inferior than me.
那这个就没有爱啊。
That means we do not have love.
所以爱虽然我们高于别人、好于别人、强于别人，把它隐藏起来。
Even though we might be stronger than others, we're better than others, we are more superior than others, let us hide it
out of love. 让别人感觉到我们跟他一样，那就很好相处。
So that other people may think that we are the same like them, then we can get along with others very well.
爱是不张狂。
Love is not puffed up.
用 puff up 比较容易了解就是目中无人。
In the English version, it says puffed up, meaning that you do not consider others in your sight.
我最好。
I am the best.
我最行。
I am the best at doing many things.
爱是不张狂。
Love does is not puffed up.
就是谦卑。
We have to be humble.
那谦卑就很好相处。
When we are humble, we are easily getting along with others.
所以我们有没有谦卑很简单。
It is very easy to determine whether you're humble or not.
如果我们谦卑，很好跟人相处。
When you are humble, you easily get along with others.
没有，如果是张狂，很难相处。
But when you behave rudely, you cannot get along with others.
爱就是不张狂。
Love does not behave rudely.
那接下去，爱是不做害羞的事。第五节。
Verse 5, love does not behave rudely.
不求自己的益处。
Does not seek its own.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
就是把别人的益处放在我们前面。
Which means to consider the benefits of others, the needs of others before us.
用另外一句话来讲，就很体贴了。
In other words, we are very gentle and caring for them.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
把自己的益处放在对方的之前呢，这个叫做自私。
To consider our own benefits first, more than others, then this is called being selfish.
爱就是把别人的益处放在我们的面前。在我们自己之前
，Love is to consider the goodness, the benefits, and the needs of others before us.
爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is not easily provoked.
有时候我们常听人讲他是很好，只是脾气大一点。
Some people may say, "Oh, he is a good man, but he is very bad-tempered."
如果神说我是很好，只是脾气大一点，会怎样
？If God declared himself to be a good God, but he is a bad-tempered, what would you think?
神一生气，地大震动。
Once he is angry, the earth will quake and tremble.
神一生气，我们都死光了。
Once he is angry, we will all perish.
所以神是不轻易发怒的。
Therefore, God will not be angry easily.
所以真的有爱心是不轻易发怒的。
Therefore, when one person have love, he is not easily provoked.
那爱是不计算人的恶。
Love thinks no evil.
就是说，好像那个电脑那个档案把它删掉了。
Just as we often delete cases in the computer.
再从那个垃圾桶里面倒掉了。
We throw it away into the trash.
那你这电脑怎么找就找不到了。
Then when we emptied the trash, we cannot seek for the file anymore.
所以真的，我们爱一个人他的恶已经拿掉了。
So when we love a person, we have deleted their mistakes.
就好像神已经把我们的恶全部都解消了，都忘记了。
Just as God has forgotten all our sins.
这个叫做爱。
This is love.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
所以爱的范围就是真理。
Therefore, the boundaries of love is the truth.
我们不会叫我们所爱的人去做不合真理的事情。
We will not ask the person that we love to do something against the truth.
因为不合真理就是不合神的旨意。
Because by not being in accordance with the truth is not being in accordance with God's love.
就是跟神走相反的方向。
Which means we are going the other way around, opposite direction from God.
所以我们爱一个人，我们教导他真理。
When we love a person, we will teach him the truth.
让他行在真理上。
So that this person will walk in the truth.
因为行在真理上，神就与他同在。
Because once this person walks in the truth, then God shall be with him.
神的恩典就临到。
Then God's grace shall befall upon him.
爱是凡事包容。
Love bears all things.
所以需要很大的广阔的心胸。
That means we should have a wide heart to accommodate.
爱是凡事相信。
Love believes all things.
就相信他会变好。
Believe that others will turn to be better.
这个是爱的特性。
This is the specialty of love.
所以如果别人的孩子犯错，有时候我们常常讲那没有希望了。
When other people's kids have committed mistakes, then we'll say, oh, there's no hope for him.
但是如果自己的孩子犯错，总是说有一天他会变好。
But when we see our own children commit mistakes, we will say one day he will turn to be better.
为什么这样不同？
Why is there a difference?
一个有爱，一个没有爱。
Because to one person we have love, and to the other we do not.
爱是凡事盼望。
Love hopes all things.
爱就带给我们希望。
Because love brings upon hope.
所以在弥迦书第六章讲，
Therefore, in the book of Micah, chapter 6 says,
好怜悯。
We have to love mercy.
就是用主耶稣的爱来对待世界上的人。
Which means we have to use the love of Christ to treat the people of the world.
那如果我们刚刚哥林多前书十三章读一读，我们发现真的我们还有很多空间可以进步。
After we have read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we will believe that there are still some more room for improvements for us.
那当我们对别家庭的人有越多的爱，
If we have more and more love for other people,
家庭
More other family.
这个家庭就越来越温暖。
Then we will realize that the family is more and more warm.
幸福就在那里。
Happiness is there.
因为里面有爱。
Because there is love in it.
这是关键啊。
This is the crucial point.
外在的东西反而不是最重要的。
The external things are not what matters the most.
心中有爱，这个最重要。
When we have love in our hearts, this is the most important thing.
所以要好怜悯从哪里开始？从自己的家庭开始。
Therefore, to love mercy, where does it start? To start with your own family.
所以提摩太前书在讲如果不看顾自己的家人，比不信的更不好。
Therefore, in the First Timothy, it says that if we do not look after our own family members, then we are worse off than the unbelievers.
所以如果自己的家人都没有办法爱，要谈到说去爱其他的人，这可能很难。
It is impossible for us to love other people when we cannot even love our family members.
所以爱要从自己的家庭开始。
Therefore, we have to begin to love from our own family.
那当我们看到我们爱带给家庭的好处，我们就知道用这个态度去对待别人，社会就会进步。
When we see that the success we have when we treat our family members with love, then we can be confident that this love will bring upon progress in the society.
当我们带给这个世界爱，世界就更温暖。
When we bring upon this world love, then the world will be filled with warm.
所以主耶稣说，你们是世上的盐。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, "You are the salt of the world."
盐就是有味道的。
The salt is flavorful.
那我们在世界上怎么做盐？
How do we become the salt of the world?
那个味道是什么？
What is this flavor?
那个味道就是爱。
This flavor is love.
所以如果失去了爱，就是盐失的味。
If we have lost love, then it is like salt losing its flavor.
在山上采那个盐经过煮之后，盐分跑掉，就是盐失的味。
In the mountainous region, you gather the salt and then you cook it and then you let it go and the salt lost its flavor.
那其他那个硬的地方就没有用，就丢掉了。
The solidified rock, you will throw it away.
所以基督徒的特性就是有神的爱在我们身上。
The specialty of Christians is that we have the love of Christ on us.
所以我们真的被神爱充满，我们会觉得我们对社会有亏欠。
When we are filled with the love of Christ, then we will feel that we really lack of doing things to the society.
我记得有一个长老在丧礼仪节他离世的丧礼仪节那个仪节表里面有讲故人历略。
I remember there was an elder speaking during a memorial service in the obituary.
它里面的故人历略
It's the history of the the person who has passed away.
那里面记载他在福伦社发表一篇文章，叫做《我的人生观》。
This person has written an article regarding his own purpose of life in the Rotary.
他说钱是从社会赚来的。
He said, "I have earned my money from the society."
所以我要用我的钱来回馈这个社会。
Therefore, I will return this goodness to the society using my money.
这个就是基督的观念。
This is the principle of Christianity.
所以西方有很多很富有的人都有行善的观念。
In the Western world, we see a lot of people who are very wealthy and they have the acts of charity.
这个就是圣经的观念。
This is the biblical principle.
神所要的要人好怜悯。
What God desires is that we love mercy.
所以这个文章里面讲怎么用在社会上。
Therefore, this article says, how can we apply to the society?
第一个
，Firstly,
他要奉献钱给真耶稣教会做救人的灵魂工作。
Firstly, he will offer money to the True Jesus Church so that we may save souls.
第二个
，Secondly,
他要把钱献来建学校，百年树人。
He wants to establish schools so that it will educate.Many.
第三个
Thirdly,
他建立孤儿院、养老院来看顾社会的孤独、鳏寡、弱势的人。
He will use his money to establish orphanages and senior homes to take care of the people of the society.
这个是好怜悯一个非常实在的具体的表现。
This is such a realistic way of loving mercy.
所以人已经死了，还在说话。
Even if this person has passed away, he is still speaking.
因为他的榜样还在说话。
His examples are still speaking.
所以爱是好怜悯。
Therefore, love is to love mercy.
那我们要爱别人怎么表现？
How do we love others then?
最大的表现是什么？
What is the biggest act of love?
我们常常听人讲一句话，就是给人一条鱼，不如教他钓鱼。
We often hear the saying, "It is better to teach a person how to fish than giving him fish."
那如果我们真的爱一个人，最好的方法就是带他来寻找主耶稣的救恩。
The best way to love others is to bring this person to seek God and to know God.
让他跟神建立正常的关系。
So that he may establish a normal relationship with God.
那神的恩典就源源不断流到他的身上，他的家庭。
Then God's grace will continue to flow continuously to him and his family.
那这就是我们对一个人最大的爱、最有意义的爱、最持久的爱、最宝贵的爱。
This is the most endless, continuous, and the best love that we can give to a person.
我们看主耶稣当时怎么爱人。
Let us see how the Lord Jesus loved others at that time.
我们看马可福音。
Let us turn to Mark.
第六章
Mark chapter 6
马可福音第六章
Mark chapter 6
34节
Verse 34 Verse 34 And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with passion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
这里讲主耶稣打转到加利利海的对面去休息。
Here it says that the Lord Jesus intended to go to the opposite side of the Sea of Galilee for a rest.
他太忙了，连吃饭的时间都没有。
Because of his busy schedule, he did not have time for even lunch.
但是有好多人主耶稣还没有到，他已经跑到前面等他了。
However, he saw a multitude already waiting for him even before his arrival.
那三十四节，耶稣见许多人，就怜悯他们。
And in verse 34 says, when Jesus saw this multitude, he was filled with compassion for them.
我们在看一个人每个人看的角度都不一样。
When we see a person, everyone sees them with a different perspective.
医生看你有没有健康，会有没有生病。
The doctor will diagnose whether you are healthy or sick.
艺术家看你穿的有没有够时髦。
An artist will see whether you dress appropriately.
每个人看都不一样。
Everyone will see each other with different eyesight.
那主耶稣怎么看人？
And how will Jesus see us?
他就是从属灵的观点来看。
He will see us from the spiritual perspective.
那从属灵的观点来看，他发现很多人真的很值得怜悯。
When he sees people from spiritual perspective, he realized that many people requires compassion.
那这一些人在世界的标准下，有很多人可能是人很羡慕的人。
These people may be the highly admired people of the society.
但是从神的观点来看，他确实很可怜。
But from God's perspective, they require a lot of compassion.
啊，为什么
？Why？
下面，他们好像羊没有牧人。
Because they were like sheep not having a shepherd.
啊，羊没有牧人，我们就知道这个羊是很啊迷失的。
When they do not have a shepherd, we know that they felt like they are lost.
肚子饿，也没有人引导到他青草地。
They are hungry and they are unable to be led to a green pasture.
遇到豺狼，也没有人来保护他们。
When they meet with the wolves, no protection did they receive.
受伤了，也没有人来缠裹他们。
When they were injured, nobody wrapped the injuries.
所以一只弱小的羊在旷野漂流是很危险的。
So it is very dangerous for a weak little sheep to be wandering around in the wilderness.
没有认识神，好像羊没有牧人。
When we do not know God, we are like sheep without a shepherd.
人生到处漂泊，不晓得最后要去哪里。
We are wandering and floating all the way in our lives, and we do not know where we are heading to.
有时候肉体生病，医生没有办法医好，就没有路可走。
Sometimes we are weak in health, and the doctor is unable to help us, and we have no way to go.
有时候心灵忧伤，没有人可以安慰。
Sometimes we are depressed in our souls and nobody can comfort us.
所以一个人没有认识神，好像羊没有牧人。
So for a person to not know God is like someone is like a sheep without a shepherd.
那主耶稣怜悯他们，主耶稣做三件事情。
When the Lord has compassion with them, he did three things.
所以今天我们怜悯人，带到主耶稣面前，主耶稣会做三件事情。
When we today have compassion on others, we bring others to Christ, then the Lord will do three things upon them.
34节
Verse 34.
开口教训人许多的道理。
He began to teach them many things.
第一个就是讲道理给他听。
Firstly is to teach them the truth.
道是什么？
What is the truth?
道与神同在，道就是神。
The truth is with God, and truth, the word was God.
所以讲道理给他听，就是通过道理来认识神。
To speak the word of God to them is so that they may understand God through his words.
通过道理让他们知道怎么跟神建立关系。
Through his words, they may understand how to establish a relationship with God.
所以这个道是非常重要的。
So this word is very important.
没有道就是没有路。
Without the word of God, there is no pathway.
没有路就是迷失。
When there's no pathway, then you shall be lost.
从圣经来讲，就是这么简单。
So according to the Bible, it is so easy.
没有认识神的道，人生就没路可走。
Without knowing the truth, the words of God, in our life, we are lost.
我们就是迷失的羊。
We do not have a way to go, and we are like the sheep without a shepherd.
我们就像这样浪子离开了父亲。
We are like the prodigal son that has left the father.
那找到了道，就是找到了路。
When we have seen the way, the word of God, then we are like have sought the word, the way.
浪子找到路，可以回到他父亲。
It's just like the prodigal son have sought the way back to his father.
好像一头迷羊找到了路，找到他的牧人。
It is as if a sheep that is lost and have found a way toward the shepherd.
所以我们怜悯别人最重要就是借道理给他听。
When we have compassion with other people, the best thing is to share with them the truth.
让他认识神。
So that they come to know God.
找到神。
To find God.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
那第二个。
Secondly.
37节以后。
After verse 37.
主耶稣变饼给他吃。
The Lord Jesus gave them bread to eat.
给5000个人吃。
For 5,000 people.
主耶稣的恩典。
God's grace.
满足他们的需要。
Has satisfied their needs.
所以当我们关心一个人。
When we are caring for someone,
我们把救恩介绍给他。
We have introduced to them the truth.
他领受到神的恩典。
They have experienced the grace of God.
他生活就没有什么缺陷了。
Then they shall not be lacking in their lives.
基本的生活就越来越好。
Their basic needs in their lives are fulfilled.
那再来。
Then
我们看马可福音。
We turn to Mark
第六章
chapter 6.
55节
Verse 55 ran through that whole surrounding region and began to carry about on beds those who are sick to wherever they heard he was.
56节
Verse 56 Wherever he entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched him were made well.
主耶稣怜悯他们，就医他们的病。
The Lord Jesus had compassion on them and healed their sicknesses.
所以主耶稣怜悯众人。
So the Lord Jesus had compassion on the multitude.
讲道理给他听。
To to speak the word of God to them,
变饼给他们吃,
to perform the miracle of the making bread for them to eat,
医他们的病,
and to heal their diseases.
所以今天我们要以爱来对待人，最大的爱就是介绍主耶稣的救恩给他。
Today, when we want to have love for someone, the biggest love that we can give is to introduce the words of God for them.
我们来到美国，得到最大的恩典就是认识神。
The biggest grace that we receive when we come to the United States is to know God.
所以我们怎么对待人呢？要用怜悯的心来对待人。
How do we treat others? Is to treat them with mercy.
我们看马太十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.Verse 19. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
20.
Verse 20. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory.
这个地方讲主耶稣哦，他对人啊，压伤的芦苇他不折断。僵残的灯火他不吹灭。
This is the Lord Jesus' attitude to others, which is like a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench.
压伤的芦苇就快断掉了。
A bruised reed is like a reed that is almost broken.
主耶稣不会把它折断。
The Lord Jesus will not break it.
僵残的灯火马上就熄掉了。
The smoking flax will almost be quenched.
他不吹灭。
But he will not quench it.
所以主耶稣真的在世界上照顾一些人看为弱势的，人看为卑微的，他主耶稣怜悯他们，赐给他们很多恩典。
So for those people in the society that are regarded as inferior, as the weakest, as the outcast, the Lord Jesus paid attention to them.
那这个爱从哪里来
？So where did this love come from？
那怎么让我们有这种怜悯的心呢
？How can we have this merciful heart？
就从主耶稣来。
It is from the Lord Jesus.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这个整个教会一直祷告，祷告到整个教会被圣灵充满。
The whole church keeps on praying until it's been filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个教会就充满着爱。
Then this whole church will be filled with love.
这个教会就充满能力。
Then this church will be filled with power.
这个教会就充满恩典。
This church will be filled with the grace of God.
关键就是被圣灵充满。
The crucial thing is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满以后。
As soon as we have been filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们再看一个人，那个感觉会一直改变。
When we see a person, the feeling will change over time.
本来我们对他的弱点觉得我没有办法接受。
In the beginning, we cannot accept this person's weakness.
到被神的爱充满的时候，我们会觉得他真的很可怜。
But when we're consumed by the love of God, then we can change our attitude towards this person.
所以我们就会接触他，然后来帮助他。
We will engage with this person and try to help him.
这个就是主耶稣的心啊。
This is the heart and mind of Christ.
所以只有神的爱充满我们人才有怜悯的心啊。
So only when the love and the Holy Spirit of God fill us, then we can have the love of Christ.
不然的话，我们虽然想要做，做不出来。
Even though we want to carry it out, we are unable to.
我在看一篇文章啊。
I was reading an article.
他讲美国的这个父母啊，对小孩子他觉得什么最重要？
It was talking about the parents' comments on what they regard as the most important for their children.
但对亚裔的父母来讲，就是教育。
For Asian parents, they regard education as the most important.
那这篇文章做一个统计，他发现差不多三分之二的父母都觉得自己的小孩子要有同情怜悯的心最重要。
But this article made a survey or research and came up with a conclusion saying two-thirds of the results came out that they think their children need to have a loving and caring heart.
那就这个结论就好像跟我们这个亚裔的父母的头脑的理想不一样。
This conclusion is somewhat different from what we have in our minds as Asian parents.
那虽然美国现在好像越来越世俗化。
Even though in the American society seems to degrade.
但是那个传统以前是受到基督教的影响。
But the mainstream culture, it actually stems out from the original Christian values.
那这个基督教的影响就是人对人要有同情怜悯的心。
But this Christian values emphasize on mercy and love and care for others.
这个是神所要的。
This is what God desires.
所以神要我们做什么？
Therefore, what is it that God desires of us?
对别人要有怜悯的心。
To love mercy and act with mercy to others.
我们再回来看弥迦书六章。
Let's turn back to Micah chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弥迦书六章的第八节。
The book of Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
请读。
Verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个第八节的最后就是要谦卑的心与神同行。
Lastly, here in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, is to walk humbly with your God.
与神同行，这是我们人生的一个理想。
To walk with your God, this is an ideal purpose of life.
挪亚与神同行。
Noah walked with God.
结果那一个世代只有他跟全家得救。
As a result, in that generation, only him and his family were saved.
以诺与神同行三百年。
Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
结果他不经过死直接升天。
In the end, he did not encounter death and then was raised up.
所以与神同行，这是我们人跟神一个最美的一幅画。
Therefore, to be able to walk with God, this is the most beautiful painting a person can see.
本来我是我，神是神。
Actually, I am myself and God is God.
没有关系。
We have nothing to do with each other.
再来，我跟神建立关系。
Then we establish a relationship with God.
但是这个关系是因为我有需要，所以我一直求，求他来帮助我，成全我。
But this relationship is built upon the fact that I need God to help me and solve my problems.
那这个关系还是以我做中心啊。
This relationship is based on my personal needs.
所以神照着我的计划，照着我的意思，听我的祷告。
So I require God to listen to my prayers, to go according to what I want and my will.
这个可能是我们信仰的初段。
This perhaps is the first stage of our belief.
但是这个信仰要再往上提升。
But yet we need to elevate this faith.
再往上提一步。
We go up one step further.
我是属神的。
I belong to God.
他是我的主。
He is my master.
把神提升到他应该有的地位。
We elevate God to the position that He deserves.
他不只是我的帮助者。
He is not only my helper.
他不只是我的朋友。
He is not only my friend.
他是我人生的主宰。
He is the Lord of my life.
他是我的主人。
He is my master of my life.
所以我要来尊重他。
Therefore, I have to obey Him.
那这个叫做谦卑。
This is called being humble.
把神抬到变成我的主人主宰。
To elevate God.To be our master, the Lord of our lives.
那如果神是我的主人主宰，
and if the Lord is the Lord of our lives, our master,
我每一件事情，每一个决定，我都要想主人主宰要我怎么做。
For every single thing, every single decision we make in life, we will consider what will my master, my Lord of life, think.
包括我们申请学校，
including our choices of schools.
神要你去那里读吗？
Is it God's will for you to go over there?
要祷告。
We have to pray.
包括我们找职业。
And then our seeking of career.
神要我们去那个公司上班吗？
Is it God's desire for us to go to work in that company?
包括我们搬家。
Including our moving of the house.
神要我们搬到那个地方去吗？
Is it true that God wants us to move over there?
每一件事情。
For every single decision.
要知道神要我怎么做。
We have to know what is it that God wants us to do.
满心知道神的旨意。
To be filled with the knowledge of His will.
那求神帮助我能够走在他的道路上。
And may God help me so that I can continue to walk in His pathway.
这样叫做与神同行。
In this way, it means we are walking with our God.
那当我们把神提高。
When we elevate God.
我们就在下面。
We are down there.
我们就变小了。
We will become minute and small.
当我们提高自己。
When we raise ourselves,
神就在下面了。
God will be below us.
神就变小了。
God will be small.
宇宙的主宰怎么在我们生命当中变小呢？
How can the Lord of heaven and earth, all creation be small and lower than us?
这样关系怎么会好呢？
How can we have a good relationship in this way?
我算什么？我怎么坐在神的地位呢？
Who am I to be sitting on God's position?
我在命令神呢。
I am commanding God.
所以把它倒过来。
That.We need to turn this over.
我们不是全知的。
We are not all knowing.
神全知。
God knows everything.
我们不是全能的。
We are not all powerful.
神是全能的。
But God is powerful.
我们不是美善的。
We are not all good.
神是美善的。
But God is goodness.
我们不是全备的。
We are not complete.
神是全备的。
But God is perfect.
我们有很多不好。
We are lacking in many ways.
神是完全好。
But God is perfectly good.
所以要把神往上提升。
Therefore, we need to elevate God to His position.
让他做我人生的主宰。
So that He will become the Lord of our lives.
一切事情由他来带领。
Everything shall be guided by His hand.
尊他为大。
We call Him the greatest.
我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
Then we shall have better and better relationship with God.
所以人生有什么理想呢？
Therefore, what ideals shall we have in our lives?
有，我们要有属灵的理想。
Yes, we do have it. We need to have a spiritual ideal.
第一个，
Firstly,
对自己要求，
we require of ourselves.
要行公义，
to do justly.
第二个，
Secondly,
对别人要好怜悯，
to others we shall execute mercy.
第三个，
Thirdly,
对神要谦卑跟他同行。
To God, we shall be humble and walk with God.
这样，神就天天与我们同在。
In this way, God will abide with us every single day.
公义、平安、喜乐就在我们心里面。
Righteousness, peace, and joy resides in our hearts.
就在我的家庭里面。
It resides in our family.
就在我们的教会里面。
And within our church.
那就是在地如天。
This is the condition of being in, just like in heaven.
这是可能的。
This is possible.
但是大家要把它当理想来追求。
However, everyone must consider this as our ideal.
唱诗。
Sing hymns.
开始有布道会。
Starting from Wednesday night, we shall have the evangelical services.
连续四晚。
Continuously for four nights.
五六日三天有灵恩会。
On Friday, Saturday, Sunday for three days, we have the spiritual convocation.
这是神的家半年来最重要的一次圣会。
This is the most important thing that occurs every half year in the house of God.
请我们为这个事情祷告。
Please pray for this matter.
也预备心来参加这个圣会。
And also please prepare our hearts to attend this holy event.
让我们的灵性得以滋润，得以复兴。
So that spiritually we may be rejuvenated and re-nourished.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray.